Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听我们潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about self-driving cars.
无人驾驶，自动驾驶的汽车，特别呢，我们今天要说说中国的无人驾驶技术，无人驾驶车，因为它现在是领先全世界的。
That's right, China is really leading the pack on this technology and has the best and probably the most self-driving technology.
没错，那我们今天呢为大家选择了一篇来自于经济学人的这个报道啊，它就是在说中国的无人驾驶有多么的超前，有多么的领先。
Yeah, it's a great article, and I really like the title here, China's Super Smart Tesla Killers.
就是这篇文章的这个标题啊，因为现在马斯克然后特斯拉就是自带流量的所以呢、
so、good.
对 but not for a very good reasons， 所以呢这篇经济学人文章的标题起的就是中国现在这些超级智能的特斯拉杀手是吧 Tesla killers 就说就是完全会 outpace outcompete Tesla， 比他们做的好很多。
Yeah, sounds like it's cheaper, easier for people to access than Tesla's doing. So I think they're beating Tesla on this for sure.
对，而且 it's better. The technology is better. 因为 Tesla 真的已经好多年没有什么 product innovation. 因为他的 founder 都在忙别的事情，是吧？
Yeah, he's very busy, it seems, doing lots of other non-self-driving car related tasks.
好，那我们还是要回到这个自驾车啊。Jason， 我发现你刚才其实用了几种不同的说法来描述这件事，对吗？
Yeah, you can say self-driving cars, or you can just say autonomous driving.
哦，对，这个出现了很多。我记得之前我们也跟大家讲过 autonomous 这个词，它的意思就是自主的，可以自己完成的。那 autonomous driving 就是不需要你，对不对？ So it's a driverless technology. 这也是我们会看到的一个表述。
Yeah, exactly. Or you might also see automated driving. It means the same thing as autonomous driving.
对对 automated 啊，自动化的。好，那我们来看这篇文章。那记者呢，他是去到了广州，然后访问了我们中国也是一个 EV maker， a main EV maker 叫小鹏，他的 CEO。
Yeah, they said he was in an expansive mood.
Oh, expansive. 这里不是说一个东西很贵，那个 expansive， 它是 P-A-N 啊 ，expansive to expand.就是拓展、扩张是吧？
Yeah, to get bigger, right? To increase in size. But if you say somebody's in an expansive mood, it just means they're like so excited and happy that it's going beyond normal. And he's, of course, thinking about so many great things in the future, expanding out, very optimistic.
对，就很乐观啊。It's also very appropriate to describe his business and the entire EV and automated driving technology in China. 好，那中国有很多非常棒的电动汽车品牌，这一家小鹏也算是比较领先的一家。
Yes, they're the front runners, right, in the self-driving tech race.
Okay, so a front runner 非常形象啊，就好像一个赛跑，然后你是领先的，你是领跑者。
Yeah, these are the people winning the race at the time, right? The race isn't over, but they're the front runners. They're the ones at the very front.
然后呢，这个 CEO 何小鹏，他对于无人驾驶是非常的有信心，因为他觉得从一个技术到被 mainstream 被主流大众接受而且会使用已经是很快很快的事情了。
Yeah, he says that autonomous driving is on the cusp of a ChatGPT moment.
我觉得他应该说 DeepSeek moment.
Yeah.
但他这里为什么说是在 ChatGPT 这个临界点呢？他其实比喻的是说之前好像 AI research 对吧都是在研究的这个领域，但是 ChatGPT 一出来就是啊变成消费者可以用的一个东西了，所以他这里用这个 ChatGPT moment 来形容现在无人驾驶的这个时刻啊。但是呢我们看到了一个很好的短语表现一件事情马上即将要发生。
Yeah, it's on the cusp of.
Okay, so on the cusp of, 就是说是在 the edge of, 是吧？临界点。
Yeah, he even says that it's going to happen later this year. This breakthrough moment is going to happen this year.
Okay, breakthrough, 一个突破啊。其实这个突破有很多的原因，其中有一个原因呢，就是消费者。这篇文章说到美国的消费者啊，很多他们不觉得自动驾驶 autonomous driving feature 是车子一个很核心的功能。
Yeah, for Americans, it's not a crucial feature, right? The same way that, you know, China's really tech-savvy EV buyers feel.
Okay, so crucial 意思就是很重要，是吗？
Yeah, crucial means that it's necessary, basically. It's so important that you need it, almost.
对 ,more important than important, 就是很核心的。好，美国人不觉得它是这么核心，但是我们中国消费者，而且形容我们中国的消费者是什么样的？
They're very tech savvy.
说一个人是什么什么 savvy, 其实是一个 compliment, 是一种称赞啊，就是说你很懂这件事情，这就是 savvy 的意思，对吗？
Yeah, it means that they're familiar with and understand and appreciate tech, right?
对，就很在行，很内行，很懂行。那这里呢，我们是说中国消费者是对于技术，对于科技非常懂的。但是呢，你前面在 savvy 前面可以加各种各样不同的这个名词。
Yeah, you could say, for example, business savvy too. Somebody who's really good at business, understands business, they're business savvy.
啊、哦，就是很会做生意的啊。好，那接着呢，这篇文章的作者他就去试开了，是吧
？Yeah, he went on a test drive, right? Driving one of these XPeng P7 sedans.
Okay, so 一个 sedan 是一辆车，但是呢，它更具体的是那种有四个门的车 ，right?
Yeah, if you only have two doors, it's not a sedan. A sedan has to have four doors.
就是小轿车。
Yeah, I think that's the right word in Chinese.
对，因为我们经常会说，比如 SUV, 对吧？当然也是四个门啊，但是它是更大一点。然后呢，你出去开什么高速啊，什么都很好。Sedan 就是 you know perfect for city driving.
Yeah, it's like your very typical car, right? If you ask a kid to draw a car, they'll probably draw a sedan.
Sedan. 哎，那你前面说的两个门的呢？那个是什么 ？Sports car, 跑车。Coupe, right? C-O-U-P-E, yeah.
Yeah, if it only has two doors, you can call it a coupe.
Ah, okay, 两门轿跑车。Hey, Jason, you're pretty car savvy. Yeah, 蛮懂车的。
No, I'm definitely not. I had to think about these ones and look them up.
好，那这位记者呢，他其实觉得整个 test drive 下来 he was already very impressed with the autonomous driving capability of this car. 但是小鹏的 CEO, 他就觉得他们还要更提升，还要做得更好。
Yeah, he talks about how it did such a good job of, you know, handling all the scooters and all the traffic all on its own, but they still needed to take control a couple times. And in order for this technology to really take off, it's crucial, right, that the driver barely has to touch the wheel.
对，所以呢，这不光是小鹏啊，可能也是 every Chinese EV maker, 他们都觉得希望这个技术能够发展到你驾车的人几乎是不用摸方向盘的。
Yeah, barely have to touch it, right? Hardly at all.
Okay, 对，所以 barely 这个词啊，大家一定要记住，它的意思是几乎不。
Yeah, means basically not at all, almost not at all, maybe just a little bit.
对，所以它的意思不是 almost, 不是几乎，而是 almost not.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Tesla killer. With a Tesla self-driving car, you still need to use the wheel quite a bit, right?But with this, we want people to barely touch it.
嗯，对，所以你也可以说特斯拉可能 it's barely a self-driving car.
Exactly, yes.
几乎不是一个无人驾驶。哎呦，不好意思，今天好像觉得太 critical of Tesla, 不好意思，不好意思。
Hey, it's a fair market.
嗯，这倒是。哎，讲到 market, 有市场就会有竞争嘛，就会有竞争对手啊。
That's right, XPeng has lots of rivals, right?
Okay, rivals. 那我们可能更熟悉的一个词是 competitors. 那 rival 其实意思是一样的。
Yeah, a rival feels like a competitor that you have a little bit more of a sports-like competition with. Maybe you're really in competition with them, so they're your rivals.
Okay, 然后呢，它后面加 ry 也可以变成名词，对不对？
That's right. If you have a rivalry with somebody or with another company, right, it means you have a competition between each other.
对，就是形容竞争的关系。好，那接下来呢，在文章里面我们就看到了另外一个词，它这次不是 EV, 而是 AV。
Yeah, EV here being electric vehicles, but now we have AV being autonomous vehicles.
Okay, vehicle actually 就是 cars 的意思，对吧？
Yeah, in this case, we're referring to cars, but of course, the word vehicle can mean any type of vehicle, so a truck or a car.
Or a motorcycle 也算一个 vehicle 吗?
Yeah, exactly. That's also a vehicle.
Okay, 就机动车啊。好，那文章就说到，虽然讲到这个 autonomous driving, 那么现在是中国、美国，然后欧洲的公司，他们都在抢这个市场份额，抢这个主导。但是呢，中国其实是把其他的这些 rivals 都远远的撇在后面。
Yeah, he says that all these different firms are grappling over whose technology will dominate and that, you know, China is racing ahead when it comes to deployment at scale.
Okay, lots of good language in that sentence. 讲到都在 grappling over, 这个意思就是抢来抢去是吗?
Yeah, it just means fighting over, but you imagine them actually using their hands to grab and fight over something, right?
Okay, so 争抢 to grapple over something. 但是呢中国现在 racing ahead, once again, 非常形象啊就像前面说到的 front runner.
That's right, they are the front runner in this race and they are racing ahead as they go.
前面讲到什么中国是 racing ahead in what area, in what ways?
Deployment at scale.
Okay, 那 if you do something at scale, 通常我们讲的就是非常大规模的，你能够很成功的规模化 right?
Yeah, deployment not at scale would mean maybe just a few people get access to this technology or one of your cars can do this, but deployment at scale means getting it into all your cars to all your customers.
Okay, so deployment 意思就是
to deliver, right? To get it out there.
Okay, 就是能够启用,能够推广,大范围的试用,是吧?
Yeah, exactly.
好,那文章接下来又说,其实无人驾驶呢,它有两方面,两个最主要的商业运用。Two major paths to commercial deployment. 一个是自动或者机器人出租车。
Robo-taxis.
对 ,robo-taxi, 其实就是无人驾驶出租车。
Yeah, imagine that, a taxi picking you up and there's nobody driving it.
Jason, 你坐过吗?因为美国不是也有个 Waymo?
Unfortunately not, I have never driven in a robo-taxi, not yet.
我是 refuse to sit in a robo-taxi in America. 因为
in America, yeah.
对，因为我前几个月去美国的时候，就是旧金山嘛，现在 Google 的 Waymo 它其实还挺多的。然后呢，我先生就说啊，我们来试一下。结果我和我的两个儿子都一致的跟他说 ，You go， 你去，我们不去，看着很危险，
不敢。It's a little weird, right? It's a thing you have to get used to that.
对，但是不怕，因为我们中国的这个 robo-taxi, 我们的 autonomous driving, 它背后有很强大的技术支撑。
Yeah, there's a lot of advanced driver assistance systems.
Okay, 哎呦，好多 A 哦，刚刚。对，所以这个呢，就是我们讲的高级驾驶辅助系统。那如果你觉得说这么一长串很累哈，它也简称
ADAS。
ADAS, 对吧? ADAS.
Yeah, ADAS, yes.
好,那所以中国有这个 ADAS 底层科技啊,所以呢,这篇文章经济学人就讲到了,他觉得不光是 you know, Chinese EV makers, they will dominate the global market, 而且他的这个底层科技,他也会以后 supply 全球的汽车生产商。
So China has dominated this rollout of this technology, right?
好，那 dominate 其实文章之前就有出现，意思就是主导。
Yeah, basically just means to win, to be the person or the entity doing it the most and the best.
嗯，对。好，那 roll out 是讲到啊，比如你要发布一款新产品啊，或者我们要大规模的推广一件事的时候常会用到的。
Yeah, a release just sounds like you finished it and you put it out there. But a rollout has multiple steps. They might be slowly doing it over time, adding different features.
Okay, so it's usually a more complicated and also larger scale 一样的东西，是吧？
Yeah, exactly.
好的，那接下来呢，我们来看看今天这篇文章的最后一段。
The last section here talks about how this intense competition helped China to achieve its lead.
就说到中国的电动车还有自动驾驶为什么现在这么领先呢？其中的一个原因就是我们国内的竞争就非常的激烈。
Yeah, in China, that competition is very cutthroat, right?
嗯，对，所以 cutthroat 跟 intense 一样哦，是常用来修饰 competition。竞争就是来表明它激烈的程度。
Yeah, it just means the competition is so intense, it's almost, you know, deadly, right? Cutthroat sounds really crazy, but it just means that it's really intense competition.
对，所以 in many ways, 就不光是在 EV, AV 这个领域 ,in almost every consumer, 甚至不是 consumer facing 的产品领域。中国现在都非常领先世界 ,because, you know, this competition justforces you to outdo each other, right? And you come in with new features, innovations.
Yeah, the competition is a good thing, right? When it comes to getting out better features to more people more quickly, you have companies like this that want to win the competition and they come through with all this awesome new technology.
对，所以文章就说到，你看相比美国和欧洲高级驾驶辅助系统那个 ADAS,只有在很贵的汽车 model 上才会有，中国现在比较普通的 EV 都会有这样 ADAS feature。
Yeah, in the US, this technology has been pretty limited to just premium models, really expensive cars.
Okay, so 当我们形容一个产品或者汽车的车型啊，是很高级的，通常我们会用 premium 这个词。
Yeah, it means that it's really nice, often expensive, right? But comes with extra features.
对对，但是我们中国的消费者很有福气 because we've got a lot of great autonomous vehicles, right? All these brands and doing it at a pretty affordable price point.
Yeah, isn't there a BYD car that's like $10,000 US?
哎，说就是比亚迪它非常入门的车型之后都会搭载 sophisticated, very advanced ADAS system.
For only 10,000 US, that's such a good deal. I want one.
Yeah, you should get one.
Yeah, I honestly really would love to. I'm going to see if it's possible.
好，那我们今天的文章就分享到这儿。最后呢，想问问大家，哎， Does your car have autonomous driving features?
Yeah, what's your experience with self-driving cars so far? Are you using them? Are you afraid to use them? What do you think?
对，然后大家可以跟 Jason 推荐一下，就是咱们中国哪一家电动车品牌的自驾无人驾驶功能是最好用的，性价比最高的。
Yes, give me your recommendations.
哦，对，不光是给 Jason, 也给我爸爸妈妈推荐一下 ,because they are looking to upgrade to an EV. 好，那今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢您的收听，我们下次再见。
好，再见。